You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We are back with Ricky Trinidad and with Stylianos. I'll never get it right, so give it to me, Still. Vallanos. Oh, yeah. Wanda, you got to turn his mic on. Go again.
Vallanos.
I just wanted to hear his voice, actually. These two guys are developing in-town locations that people can actually afford that live and work in the neighborhoods. That I call a unicorn here in South Florida. So, guys, we were talking about a new website where you were going to sit, where you were going to share your information and your secret sauce. Pretty unusual for people in business. Why are you doing that?
We're doing that because we want to connect with other developers. We believe in what we're doing, and we believe it needs to grow. It's just a different way of developing where it's sustainable, it's collaborative, it's community-centered, community-focused. It focuses on enhancing the social and economic conditions in the community. But most importantly, and equally as important, I should say, it's also profitable. So it's a formula that really does work. And what we're doing at MetroVitalization.com is sharing from beginning to end, all the way from acquisition through completion of construction, how we develop. And not only are we doing that through our vlog, which is a video blog that we, each session is about 3 to 5 minutes, but we're giving away the tools. So our financial pro formas, our development plans, our schedule spreadsheets, all of the tools that we use to develop effectively are being given away for free when people visit our vlog. And the vlog comes out about once every week or every 2 weeks.
So when are you going to become the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, Ricky? You're the man.
I like to be just a humble developer. I'll stay right where I am. Thank you.
You're terrific. You're terrific. So Stylianos, you're the one that created a lot of that stuff. What went into that, and how did you come about being able to make models and such that actually make deals work here in South Florida? And I'll just say this, in urban areas across the country.
Thanks, Jim. I tell you, it's interesting. When we talk with Ricky about things like that, we are always trying to find ways to do well by doing good. We believe in that. We believe in profitable projects, but we also want to enhance communities and give something back to the community with everything we do. So when we open up our models and we start putting every project down, we want to stay within a certain range of rents for 1 bedrooms, 2 bedrooms, 3 bedrooms, etc. But at the same token, we want to make sure that when we finish this project and exit, there's going to be a profit left at the end of the day.
See, what I really like is the way you come up with the names for your projects. Why don't we go through a couple of those? Because I really think that it demonstrates the thought that you put into it and how you're trying to position the deals. Ricky, softball.
Well, Villas Beni More, Villas Beni More in Spanish, is a project that we finished this year. It's a townhome community in Little Havana. It's fully leased. We paid our investors upon completion. It takes us about 11 to 12 months to finish this project from beginning to end, from start of construction to the finish. And Villas Beni More is named that way. It happens to be right behind the Domino Park, the famous Domino Park, Maximo Gomez Park in Little Havana, right adjacent to 8th Street, commercial entertainment district. You have cafes, you have domino clubs, you have cigars, you have cigar...
the cigar lounges.
Venues.
You have action. You have that is that close to Ball and Chain and the ice cream place?
It is. And you can walk to the corner.
See, I've been there.
Yeah. Get on a free trolley right to Brickell, and you're in Brickell in just a couple minutes. You're in downtown Miami. So it's a great place to live. Very easy. In fact, we have a waiting list of people that want to live there. But I'm sorry, it's fully leased. But that's one example. Another one we're doing is called Plaza Celia, that actually the former mayor of Miami.
Who's that named after?
That's named after Celia Cruz.
Azúcar!
Azúcar, correct. She is the queen of salsa. Not only is she a great singer and a very well-known singer in the Latin American community, but she was also an activist for freedom, and she practiced her activism through her music. So it's a very unique thing. So we are honoring her with this building, and the lobby of this building will be adorned with images and paintings and things that reflect her life and her legacy.
Any other good ideas coming up in the future that you want to share with us? Any good names? Any good focuses?
Yes, we have Apartamentos Maximo Gomez, also going up in Little Havana. Maximo Gomez was a great general. They know him in Cuba. He was Dominican, by the way. My background is Dominican. I was born in New York. My family is from Dominican Republic. And Maximo Gomez is a Dominican who gave his life for Cuba. And the Cubans know him as the great general, Generalissimo. So we are naming two buildings, actually, after him in Little Havana. We're also doing projects in Coconut Grove. Now, in Coconut Grove, you don't have the same dynamic as Little Havana. It's a different culture. So we have Grove House, which is under construction right now, which is a beautiful residential apartment, and Cocoa Grove, which is a community of townhomes with a center courtyard. It's just a beautiful development in Coconut Grove. And we also have Grove Palms, which are single-family homes that are for sale. These are the only single-family homes brand new that I know of in Miami that have a basement and underground parking in Coconut Grove. We have seven of them going up right now. So, in the development process, one of them is already under construction.
You know, I got to just come out of the closet on this stuff. I'm so glad I'm helping you guys build these things by helping you get the financing. It makes me so proud to contribute, you know, even in a small part to your business plan and to helping our community grow and to have people have a safe, good place they can live.
Well, we appreciate your great work. And by the way, we've funded, I think, four or five of our projects already. So we enjoy working with you. We're really happy to be here, with you right now. So we
thank
appreciate
you.
That.
It's actually, I'm trying to put out the kind of energy to the people that we have here in the room, because it's something that really doesn't happen that often in business. It's truly a positive energy. I think we all feel really good about each other. We talk a lot about your concepts. Sometimes somebody may be a little bit off base on their focus, and the other couple of people can help bring them back to earth and help them regain their focus. And that, to me, is what true business relationships are all about and true human relationships are all about. And I think that that's the common thread that's running through everything you're talking about, Ricky.
Definitely.
You know, it all seems to be about the human scale, the human person. It sounds to me like you're doing what Bruce says people should do. You're thinking about your clients, and you're making it all about them.
That's correct. We enjoy working with people like you. We call it a blessing at Metronomic. I don't want to sound cliche, but we really do call it that. And we restrict ourselves to only working with people like what we say at the office. We need to be like-minded, but we also have to be like-hearted. People that have the same kind of heart, that don't only care for what's in it for them and how much money they're going to make, but what are you doing for the other person, and what are you doing for just the people that you do business with? We want to benefit them as well. I want to talk about Metro Capital Fund a little bit. We do raise equity for our projects. The more equity we do, the more projects we were able to develop. Right now, we have about 208 units in the development process right now. In 18 projects and we can easily double or triple that. So Metro Capital Fund is the vehicle by which we do that. It's for accredited investors, metrocapitalfund.com. And basically it gives our investors an opportunity to benefit from what we're doing, to generate a profit with us, and to participate in an effort that both produces a profit and benefits the communities that we serve.
Many high net worth people are looking for ways to make an impactful investment, and this is a great way to do it. Now, Ricky, you're evolving, and you're doing a few projects that are getting a little bit bigger in size, but they're kind of unique in their design too. We've only got a couple of minutes, so we're gonna have to tease that and bring you back.
We're getting into student housing. We have three student housing projects right now. One of them we just closed on yesterday. I'll give you the inside scoop. It's on the corner of 8th Street, right on 8th Street, and 25th Avenue, 2500 Southwest 8th Street. Pretty soon, in the next few months, you're going to see a 8-story building go up with 32 units, and that can very well be student housing. That's what we're thinking about doing, because it's right across the street from the newly renovated Miami-Dade College that really does need a space for students that come in internationally and need a place to stay that's convenient and close to where they go to school.
You know, that's really terrific. Stylianos, I'm going to wrap up with you. Sorry, Ricky.
No problem.
But Stylianos, tell me what attracted you to become a member of the Metronomic team.
That's a great question. I tell you, Metronomic is like a family. It's not just a job. It's one of these places that you go Monday morning, comes around, and you're excited. We really care about each other. We really like what we do. We don't consider it work. When you find that in life, I think you've achieved success and fulfillment in many ways. So
you guys are absolutely amazing. Stylianos was relatively brief, which is completely out of character for him. So, Ricky, you get the last word. Tell me what we can look for coming up with Metronomic in the future.
Coming up with Metronomic, we have a lot of exciting things. We have new projects that we're looking at, especially in the Little Havana community. Transit-oriented developments, pedestrian-friendly developments. We want to work very closely with the city to see where their urban improvement programs are and help facilitate some of that work. We want to be a strong part of the revitalization of Little Havana and other communities. We're looking at Hialeah and Alapata as well.
Well, guys, I want to thank you so much for coming in today. I'm so proud to be. I'm going to have to see. I say it about the Warren Henry family. I think I'm finding a theme here. I'm really proud to be part of the Metronomic family, too. You guys are terrific. I've been watching you grow. I've known Stylianos a long time. I've been blessed that Stylianos introduced me to you and your beautiful family. Ricky, your wonderful wife is really, I got to just say it, we all know who the person is behind you that really makes Metronomic work.
That's my wife, Kelly.
Anybody else on the team you want to give a shout out to, Stylianos?
Well, we're definitely proud of everyone. Melissa, JT, Lazaro, the whole team. It's just a beautiful group of people to work with.
You see, and that's my great transition. We're going to be having Bruce Turkell up next. His real theme is it's all about them, and you just heard these guys are all about them too. So on to Rock the House. We're going to have a great second half of the show where people are going to be able to learn stuff that they can put to use tonight to help them do better in business. So guys, I want to thank you so much. And Ricky, come back when you got some more good news.
Thank you so much. We
Thanks,
will.
Jim.
All right, Wanda, it's all yours, girlfriend.
For the show, you get ready now. Go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoes.
All right.
Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue.